Just take the swing. Let's see what happens. When we come back, Sash from NFLwinners.com is going to tell us why the line moves so much when it comes to the Saints and what he sees tonight, Thursday night football. Pepito, get that sounder ready. I think it should be fun. Memphis and Houston, UL Lafayette and Arkansas State, Chiefs and Raiders, Dodgers and Cubs. So four games Jason has to pay attention to. Good luck with that. All that when we come back. It's game time. Gus Kattengill, John Forcade on ESPN New Orleans and ESPN Baton Rouge. All right, John, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the show, it is interesting how the lines move so much from Green Bay to New Orleans, and now you're sitting there and seeing it's gone half a point down even more. Let's find out how that happens, John. You want to do that?
Let's find out. Who
Sounds
knows
good.
A lot about it?
Sash from NFLwinners.com joins us. Sash, how are you this evening?
Very good, Gus. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. So how does the whole handicapping thing sort of go? I mean, I get it, right? You don't have Aaron Rodgers, so the line moves a little bit, but what, Green Bay was 6.5-point favorite over the Saints, and now they've gotten down to 4.5-point dogs, and now just 4 points. So what makes the line move? Is it injuries, injury reports? I mean, I saw it today, and Green Bay has half the team on the injury report, but the line went down.
Yeah, but here is the biggest factor you got to look into. Prime example, take a look at the New York Giants and the Denver Broncos. Offensively, they were struggling the entire season with their best players in their lineup. Next thing you know, every wide receiver is basically knocked out. Eli Manning goes on the road, and guess what? They beat up on one of the best defensive teams in AFC at home. So you really cannot put too much emphasis on the injuries. The biggest factor on the Green Bay Packers game, you cannot let the line influence what you think about the games, basically. What I think is the biggest factor in the Packers-Saints game is not so much who is going to replace Aaron Rodgers, and that's the main focus on every single handicapper and the odds makers. If you look back, 80% of the offense usually was on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers while he was playing. If you look back, the most important thing is how did their defense perform while Rodgers was in the lineup? How did the running game perform while Rodgers was in the lineup? And if you pay attention to those two factors, taking Rodgers out of the equation, guess what? What do you have to go back to? Suspect running game, suspect defense. So it's not so much who is going to replace Rodgers against the potent offense of the Saints. It's the matter of can you run the ball against the Saints or can you face solid defense against the Saints? If you can solve those two things, I like the team. If you can't, they're in trouble. So the lines, as far as I'm concerned, is strictly an opinion and is a public perception, but the outcome revolves around those two factors.
Very interesting. Sash breaking it down a little bit for us. John and I have talked about this over the last several weeks on our post-game shows and even on our Thursday shows, Sash. It's been an interesting NFL season. I don't really see a dominant team, per se. And, man, there's by the week, there are games where teams shouldn't win and they do, like the Bears beating the Steelers. There's always a game or two. I mean, the Dolphins beating the Falcons. I didn't know how that was going to happen. Has this been one of the more challenging ones to predict?
Yeah, here is the prime example, Gus. Take the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben throws 5 interceptions against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Next thing you know, they come back and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Average handicapper cannot make sense of it all. How can you lose and throw 5 interceptions and have your worst game ever and you are about to resign? Next thing you know, you go beat the undefeated team. But if you pay attention to the scheduling and what games are so important, the same thing happened last year between the Steelers and the Chiefs. But here's the most important thing. Chiefs are 6-0 against the divisional opponent last year. The previous year, 5-1. The previous year, 3-3, and that's the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl, right? If you pay attention to the scheduling, you can start making sense of the outcome of these games, basically. If you look at the Kansas City scheduling, they have a very good schedule. For instance, they are 5-1 at this point. They're playing a divisional opponent tonight, which this game was circled for the Oakland Raiders from many months ago. And if they win this game, they basically have a stranglehold on the division with the Denver Broncos coming back in 11 days. So, therefore, you cannot go week to week and determine who's the best team, who's the worst team. at this point, you ask my opinion, Kansas City Chiefs is truly one of the best contenders. Obviously, they have to show up tonight, and I know you're going to get an A game from the Raiders as well, but I think it's more about their defense than their offense because Derek Carr is coming back very quickly from an injury that he sustained a couple of weeks back. The running is a little suspect, but their defense is going to show up tonight. I know both teams are going to play their A game, but I sort of like Kansas City in this game. But if you look at the rest of the teams with the parity, the salary cap, the free agency, you expect that. You have to see what the teams are all about when it comes December and January, not at this point.
Well, Sasha, this is John Forkady. I was going to talk to you about the Kansas City-Oakland game. You pretty much jumped the gun for me, and you've already discussed that game tonight. So you're liking Kansas City tonight. I do, too. I think they go into Oakland to take care of Oakland. But I got two other games I want to talk to you about. Pro game, and we'll stay on the pro games right now. The Redskins in Philadelphia, that's two teams that are playing some good football right now. Washington could have gone into Kansas City and beat Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. What's your take on the Washington Redskins in Philadelphia?
Here is a prime example. I did have Washington Redskins on that particular game against Kansas City, and you saw how the game ended up with the fluke lateral, and they ended up covering the number Kansas City Chiefs. But and you saw how that turned out. But as far as divisional games, you got to remember, that particular game, right now the Eagles are playing flawless football. From the running the game, from the passing the game, the quarterback position, the defense, they were playing very solid. But these two teams, they know each other very, very well. So in these type of games, you can never truly be surprised how the games turn out. That is the game I would basically would determine the outcome based on the turnovers, not so much which team is superior or is a better team compared to the other team. At this point, collectively, the Eagles are playing a better game. But if they lose the turnover battle 2-1 or 3-1, then they are very vulnerable to lose. But if they win, they are at home. If they win the turnover battle and everything else, then in my opinion, that is the game. Either I'm going to be leaning towards the Redskins or I'm going to lay off that particular game. But overall, that's more of a toss-up as far as I'm concerned. And I apologize, okay. I'm a little under the weather, so I hope you don't mind me once in a while. My voice, it fades a little bit.
Nah, that's good, man. That's fine. No problem. You sound crystal clear to our ears, for sure. Before we get to tonight's game here in the NFL, Chiefs and Raiders, an awesome rivalry in the AFC West for years. I do want to ask you about what I think is going to be interesting in college football. Again, there's Alabama, and I think there's everyone else right now to sort of see who's going to challenge them just yet. I know Georgia's kind of been up there, but Penn State, a bit of surprise to a lot of people for being number two, but they're about to face Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State. What do you think the odds are that they can make that unscathed?
Just like you said, it's just like you have a flawless diamond, which is the Alabama team with their head coach and everything else. They got the recruiting, they got everything. So you cannot try to make taste of how they are vulnerable, this and that. But the Big Ten matchup this weekend is one of my big games actually coming up this Saturday between Penn State and Michigan. I really like that game. Georgia, obviously, you can never look at the statistics and make too much sense of the numbers because of you have to look at the competition that they play. But a lot of times they're going to tell you, well, numbers don't lie. You can only play who they put against you, and those are the only teams you can beat. Completely understood, and I respect the records. But if I'm playing a team against the run that they are very vulnerable, and I run 200 yards, and I run against a team who is very good against the run, and I run 98 yards, right? So those numbers could be inflated at times, and the records could never always indicate how good or how bad teams are. That's why I don't believe in rankings. I don't believe in the statistics. You got to do your work, and it's not who you play, it's when you play. And that's the most important thing. And as far as the Big Ten matchup coming up this week, I really like that game. Penn State, Michigan. So hopefully, if you guys want, you can get in touch with me at NFLwinners.com, or your listeners, if they like to call me at 1-833-NFL-WINS. I'd be more than happy to release my free pick to your listeners for any of those matches this week.
That's it. NFLwinners.com and 1-833-NFL-WINS. Very easy to do that as well. Sash, we'll talk to you again next Thursday, man. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. I just got one more tip for your listeners, if they like to hear this, if you don't mind. 2 seconds. The matchup, the SEC matchup, Ole Miss LSU, last 5 years, regardless of how good teams they were, the home team dominated every single game. Pay attention to that.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Sasha.